I do enjoy it. Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to give a good answer to this without potentially offending people. The thing to understand is this: it's going to be happening after a show, so I would have been up all day, very busy, very hectic, very stressful days. Quite often, you know, that the workload of doing a tour, of getting the gigs together, the stress and strains that go with that night after night after night, especially on a tour like mine where there are very, very few days off and it's just absolute flat out back to back all the time, is really quite wearing, really quite tiring mentally and physically. The worry that goes with it, particularly on a tour where the record company are letting you down, for example, where the promotion isn't so good, where a number of things that you are absolutely had your heart set on happening, when they're not happening, there's a huge amount of worry and pressure and so on that comes with that. So you've done all that, you've done your show, you know, an hour and a half of full-on energetic stuff, so you're absolutely worn out at the end of that, and then an hour or two sometimes beyond that is when you finally then get to get out, and I sit on the front of the bus and I start talking to people, and that can go on for a good couple of hours, sometimes more. So I'm pretty worn out by the time it gets to that, both inside my head and physically. And it's something that I do because I know it means a lot to the fans. To say that I enjoy it and I have 2 hours of rapt conversation would be a lie, because I'm not. Truth be told, many, many people will say very, very similar things. And so I end up saying or answering, you know, maybe half a dozen points of view, you know, person after person. So I really do make sure that the very, very last person to see me gets exactly the same friendly conversation as the very first person to arrive, whether he's the 200th person that's asked that same question or not, because it's not his fault. It's like, if anything, the person that's last in the queue is the person that's waited longest and deserves more from me than the person that was first. And I'm very aware of that. And I never, when I'm doing signing sessions, for example, in record shops and so on, I never stop when my 2 hours are up, because the people that are still there are quite often the people that have been waiting the longest, and they shouldn't be the people that get disappointed.